Johnny Kubek stepping into hitting position. Tony batting 288. Mendoza in left. Landis in center. Smith in right. Freeze third. Aparicio short. Esposito second. Seavers first. Lawler catching. Early Wynn looks around. These men are all set. Freeze shortens up at third. Early Wynn starts the windup, and the first pitch of the ball game is in there. Strike one. Nothing in one to count on Tony Kubek. Lopez and Maris to follow. Wynn swings to the windup. Around comes the right arm. Here's the pitch swung on. A ground ball hits the second. Esposito up with it. Flips on to Seavers, and there's one away. One up and one down. Now coming up is Hector Lopez, hitting 275. Frank Frassetti coaching at third and Ralph Houck at first. Up. Here's the pitch, and it's in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Freeze playing even to the bag at third. A one-strike pitch to the right-hand batter. Swung on, looped into right field, and it is in there for a base hit. Taken on the first stop by Al Smith. Lopez on first base with a single to right. And up comes Roger Maris. Maris batting 283. One on, one out. Cleveland leading Baltimore 2-0, 10-4 innings. Into the stretch, Lopez with a short lead. And the pitch to Maris. Swung on a ground ball, hit foul down the first baseline. Strike one. Art Dittmar, scheduled to work for the Yankees tomorrow night against probably Billy Pierce or Frank Bauman. Count on Maris. Went into the stretch. Check of the runner. And the pitch. Rodge takes it high and inside. Ball one. One and one. Nestor Shylak is umpiring at third base tonight, and Soar at second. A 1-1 count on Maris. Outfield round to the right. Went working slowly. Into the stretch. Look over the left shoulder at Lopez leading away. Here's the pitch to Maris. Swung on, hit sharply between first and second to right field. Lopez turns second, heading for third. Good throw, a good throw, but it is off the bag. And in the third goes Lopez. Roger Maris singles to right, sending Lopez to third. Bringing up Mickey Mantle, batting 278. The weather, we understand, back home is pleasant. In this area, they're in the throes of a wicked heat wave, which today saw the mercury rise to the 100 mark. Lopez on third, Maris on first, one out. Wind set, and the pitch. It's inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Outfield deep, round to the right. out of time right now. Aparicio shades well over towards second. Esposito halfway between first and second. Both men in a couple of steps. Freeze wide at third in close. Went into the stretch. Runners leading away from first and third. One out. The 1-0 pitch to Mantle. High ball two. 2-0. No strikes. Hector Lopez on third, Roger Maris on first. Again, the stretch by Wynn. Runners lead away. And the delivery outside, ball three. 3-0. Caron on deck. Mantle takes a look at Crisetti. Casey wants him taking or on his own. A 3-0 count on Mick. Wynn gets the sign from Lawler. Right-hander to the stretch, runners lead away from first and third. And the 3-0 pitch. It's in there, strike one, green one. Wynn paws at the dirt. Takes his cap off, mops his brow. Again, kicks at the rubber. 3-1. Into the stretch. Lopez leads off third. Maris off first. And the pitch. Swung on it. Foul back. Strike two. Full count. Stretch by Wynn. Maris leads off first. Lopez off third. One out. And then Wynn steps off the rubber. A 3-2 count. Again, Wynn, end of the stretch, runners lead away from first and third. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Mantle cracked out. Early Wynn behind, 3-0, no strike. Strike him out. Two away, and the batter now is Bill Scarron. Hitting 305. And runners on first and third. Wind to the stretch. And the pitch to Moose. High inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Once more to the stretch. Here's the delivery. Strike one, one and one. Curveball. Moose waved at, blowing outside. A 1-1 count. First half of the first inning, no score. Lopez on third and Maris on first. Two outs. And the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right of the plate, out of play. Strike two. 1-2. Leads off third, Maris off first. Early wind of the stretch. Here's the pitch, and Scarron swings and loops it foul. Out of play, back to first, dropping into the stands behind the Yankee dugout. On Scarron. Two away, runners on first and third. Early went into the stretch once more, checks his runners. Here's the pitch, and Scarron swings and hits a foul to the right of the plate, out of play. Count holds at 1-2. And the runners lead away from first and third, and Wynn steps off the rubber, watching Maris closely. Once again, Wynn is ready. Runners lead away. Two outs. Here's the pitch, and it is inside for ball two. 2-2. Wynn's pattern of backing him up, then coming back with a pitch away from Scarron. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. First half of the first inning. Wynn gets the sign from Lawler. Now he's into the stretch once more. Here's the delivery. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. Count remains 2-2. Umbrella goes back to get a new supply of baseball. Returns to his position, back of Lawler. Early Wynn kicks the dirt in front of the rubber. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. Lopez on third, Maris on first. Again, the stretch by the right-hander. Now the pitch, and Scarron takes a curve outside, ball three, 3-2. Wynn again mops his brow. And with a full count on Scarron, Roy Sievers steps off the bag to play in behind Maris. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Maris will be moving the pitch. On third. The stretch by Wynn. Then he steps off the rubber, moving Maris back. Again, he's back on. End of the stretch. Holds it. There goes the runner. The pitch is swung on, hit to the box. Wynn has it, throws the receivers, and the side's retired. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left off. At the end of the first half of the first inning, New York nothing. The White Sox coming to bat. In fact, they've beaten seven times in the last two seasons. Jim Landis steps in the hitting position. Whitey Ford to the windup, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Landis hitting 251. Towards the windup, here's the pitch, and it is inside for a ball. Counts even up at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Wind up around, comes the left arm. Here's the pitch. Landis swings and grounds it foul down the third base line to Tony Cuccinello, coaching at third. Don Gutteridge, coaching at first. Lopez in left, Mantle in center, Maris in right. Outfield shading Landis a little toward left and center and left. Straightaway right, big gap in right center. Boyer guarding the third base line. Kubek over the third base hole. Richardson deep over near second. Garin close to the first baseline. One ball, two strikes. Forward to the windup. In comes the pitch, and Landis lines it foul down the left field line into the lower stand. Count remains 1-2. A hard liner. He got out in front of the ball too much. Of the windup. Here's the pitch to Landis. Fastball outside. 2-2. No score. It's the last half of the first inning. Now the 2-2 delivery on its way. Landis swings and hits it to the box. Ford grabs it, throws over to Scarron, and Landis is retired. Now Louis Aparicio. Louis batting 274. Swings to the windup. Here's the pitch to the right-hand batter. It's in there. Strike one. Cleet Poirier shortened up at third. No balls. One strike. Outfield straight away. Righty to the windup. In comes the pitch, and Aparicio swings and hits the slow one to third. Up with it is Poirier, fires to Scarron, and in time, the ball sailed on loose. He had to reach for it, but kept his foot on the bag. Aparicio hit a little roller down the third baseline before Poirier playing in close, grabbed it at the line, and pegged him out. Now here's Roy Sievers, hitting 312. Smith on deck. No score, first inning. Forge pitched to Sievers. Swung on, line drive, past too short. Almost past Kubek. He broke over to his left and got to it. The ball started out like it's going to get fine. And the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. The ball left the bat, looked like it had more force behind it than it did. And at the end of the first inning, New York nothing and Chicago nothing. Elston Howard leads off in the last half of the second inning. Cleet Poirier on deck and Bobby Richardson to follow. Elston Howard batting 253. Who pitched himself out of the first inning jam with runners on first and third and one out. Now goes to work on Howard as we start the second inning. The right-hander goes to the windup. Here's the pitch. Ellie swings and sends a high drive into deep right center. Jim Landis goes back, gets under it, out the running track, makes the catch. One away. There's a 400-foot drive. One out. And up comes Cleet Poirier. Batting and 250. Up and the pitch to Boyer. Grover, strike one. Nothing in one to count. A one strike pitch on its way to the right hand batter. Swung on, there's a drive to right center field. Land is chasing it, going hard, and he makes the catch. Jim Landis has just won a couple of sprints. And here's Bobby Richardson. Bobby's batting 245. Two away in the second inning, no score. Wins delivery. Swung on, that one's lined to the right field. Coming on is Al Smith, and he grabs that liner, and the side is retired in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on, and at the end of an inning and a half, New York nothing, Chicago nothing. Leads off for the White Sox, Minnie Minosa on deck, and Sherman Lawler to follow. The thermometer reached 100 here today. An unofficial report said that 90 miles away where the Braves are playing, the temperature dropped 30 degrees. Is it 30? 40? Don't know if that's true or not. Elston Howard, just as Ford's ready to pitch to Smith, after time runs out to talk to Ford. Smith hitting 316, second in the league in hitting. The work goes to the windup, and the pitch to the right-hand batter is low, ball one. 6 innings have elapsed. The Indians lead the Orioles 2-0. No score, last of the second here in Chicago. Righty to the windup, and the pitch to Smitty. Curveball hit slowly to short. Back up, and it fires to first and hits Smith. Boyer had ranged far to his left. He was shaded in close. And on the slow roller, he angled to his left to try and intercept it. But it got by him, but Kubek, charging him deep short, scooped it up and cut loose with a fine peg to Getty. Now Minnie Minoso. Hitting 306. Pitch to the right-hand batter. High, ball one. Minnie is one of those players who has a lot of aches and pains, but still uses lots of tape and stays in the ball game. The 1-0 pitch, swung on, grounded to third. Up with it is Boyer. Throws on to Scarron, and Minoso is retired. Two up and two down. Lawler batting 262. Nothing. It's the last of the second. Ford goes to the windup, and the pitch is curve inside, ball one. Yankees 111, the White Sox 9 in their 20 meetings. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Curve is over. Strike one, 1-1. Freeze on deck. The 1-1 pitch on its way to the right-hand batter. Curve is hit in the air to left. Hector Lopez waiting for it. And he makes the catch. And the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And of two innings of play, no score. The Yankees picking up two hits in the first inning, stranding two men.
Mel?
Whitey Ford steps up. He's had six hits. 46-45 charged at bat. Early wind of the windup and the pitch to Whitey. Fastball outside, ball one. Kubek and Lopez to follow. The 1-0 pitch to Ford. It's over, strike one, 1-1. One strike. Freeze shortened up at third. Outfield shallow straight away. Here's the pitch, and it's in there. Strike two. Fastball. 1-2. Cal Hubbard, supervisor, American League umpire, sitting in the stands, and former president, Will Harridge, along with him. The 1-2 pitch to Ford. Swung on line and over short into left center for a base hit. And Ford will go to three. For two, the ball got by Minosa. Landis chasing it, and Whitey trots into second with two bases. Whitey Ford lined it over short to left center. Minosa had just a chance of cutting it off, running it full tilt, leaning over, but couldn't do it. And Ford doubles to open the third inning. Coming to bat is Tony Kubek, grounded out to Sam Esposito in the first inning. Sam playing second in place of the ailing Nellie Fox. Aparicio shades over towards second to try and hold Ford close. Freeze shortens up at third. Into the stretch. Ford with a very short lead. Looks back at the runner. Now the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball to short, and Ford's held at second. Aparicio comes up with it, throws to first, and Kubek's retired. Kubek grounds out to short with no advance. Now Hector Lopez. Single to right field in the first inning. It's always a big play when you can keep that man moving over to third with less than two outs. And a fly ball is no good in a situation like this, as it might otherwise have been. Early wind checks Whitey, pitches. Lopez takes a strike over the outside corner. Nothing in one. Balls, one strike. Baltimore just scored a run in the seventh inning. Win ready. They pitch to Lopez. Low and away. Ball one, 1-1. One strike. Early wind takes his cap off, mops his brow again on the sleeves of his undershirt. A 1-1 count on Hector. Ford leading away from second. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two, 1-2. ball, two strikes. One out, one on. Whitey Ford on second base with his second double of the season. A 1-2 count on Lopez. Nothing. It's the first of the third. Wind to the stretch. Look back at Ford. And the delivery. Swung on and fouled back behind the plate. Count remains 1-2. Threw him a let-up curveball. Kept it low and away from the batter. One out. Ford moves off second. Wynn out for the stretch. Looks around as Ford steps off the rubber. Now he's back on. Lopez back out. Now he's back in. Battle of concentration here. Now the stretch with a 1-2 count, one out. Ford moves off second. Wynn delivers. Pitch is swung on as a one-hopper hit to Esposito. Flips on to first to get Lopez. Ford moving to third. That's their two down. And here's Roger Maris, who singled to right in the first inning. Lopez is moving his outfield. They were shading Maris toward right as they normally do, and Lopez said, play him more straight away. An indication of how he's going to pitch Raj. Pitch away from him. Two down, and the delivery. Swung on, and it's a high pop-up. Out around second, Aparicio moves under the ball and makes the catch. The side's retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. At the end of 2.5 innings, New York nothing, and Chicago nothing. Mel? For the White Sox, batting 7th in the order with Sam Esposito on deck, an early win to follow. Nothing as we play in the last half of the third. Early win, having weathered two threats. Whitey Ford now, ready to work with Gene Freeze stepping up. Hitting 266. Right hand hitter. Outfield deep, round toward left. Biggest gap in the outfield right center. Ford's pitch. Low inside, ball one. Freeze with good power, also good speed. Good punter. Sometimes does that leading off. Here's the pitch. He's swinging and fouls it back. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ford goes to the windup. The pitch. Swung on line to Richardson. That ball was lined low. Bobby had to charge it. Dusty came in on it. The ball hooked away from him. Had to reach off to the side to grab it. One down, and here's Sam Esposito, a Chicago boy. nothing for 14. Right-hand batter. At the end of seven innings, it's Cleveland 2, Baltimore 1. The Orioles are batting in the eighth inning. Here's the pitch to Esposito. Fastball over, strike one. Nothing, last to third in Chicago. Delivery, curve, and his little number hit out slowly toward the mound. Ford up with it, throws to first, and Esposito's retired. Early wind coming out of the dugout. The last of the third. Wynn is a switch hitter, bat right-handed, of course, against Ford. What of a haze overhanging the playing field tonight. Here's the pitch to Wynn. Curveball over, strike one. Takes a moment now. Takes a clean white handkerchief out of his right hip pocket and dries off his hands. This is a weight losing weather out here. How many days has it been in the 90s and up to 100 today? About a week or so. Forward to the windup and the pitch. Curveball hits slowly toward the mound. Forward up. He had to pick it up twice. Throws to first. And Wynn is retired. And Whitey goes through the first nine men in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Then the three innings, no score, with the Yankees owning three hits and three men left on.
The Yankees. Now.
Taking his time. It's kind of a night where pitchers will be taking their time. Wynn leans forward, swings to the windup. Around comes the right arm. Here's the pitch, and it is very high. Ball one. A 1-0 count. Wynn is one of those pitchers with all his cunning and guile. Often will deliberately get behind the hitter to set him up before he gives him the pitch. He figures he can get over the plate. Now the pitch. High outside, ball two. Eddie Lopez is that way. And a lot of hitters figure with two balls and no strikes, they're going to get a good pitch to hit. 3-1. A real smart pitcher every once in a while, and a tough hitter often will deliberately get behind and figure the hitter will be anxious and go for the pitch he wants him to hit anyway. The 2-0 delivery, swung on and missed. Strike one, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, no score, fourth inning. A 2-1 delivery. It's up high, ball three, 3-1. They teach a batter to, or rather a pitcher, to try and keep the ball low. But there are always exceptions to all rules. Wynn happens to be an exception in this regard. He's one of the best high ball pitchers in the business. High ball in the strike zone. 3-1 the count. Wind up and the 3-1 pitch. It's high for ball four and man a walk. Bill Scarron coming up. Bounce to the box in the first inning. Bill. So one of Moose's friends from down Lafayette, Indiana, where he went to college at Purdue. They're up, and of course, Moose was raised in the Chicago area. Ray Schalk, who is a Hall of Famer, great catcher for the White Sox, coached baseball down there. Came up with a lot of his friends. Went into the stretch, check of Mantle. Goes Mickey, the pitch is taken, and the throw down, and Mantle is safe for the stolen base. Mantle steals second. On the first pitch to Scarra. Mickey's 13th stolen base. One ball, no strikes. Score, first to the fourth. Wind into the stretch. You look around. And the pitch. It's outside, ball two. 2-0. That's a tactic of Aparicio. He gets leading off and he can get a walk, steal second, the equivalent of a double. He does that so often. No strikes. Wynn checks Mantle. Here's the pitch. Garin hits a little roller slowly towards second. Esposito up for the ball. Throws to first just in time as Mantle goes to third. Sam Esposito came in from deep second to field. A little roller off the bat of Moose. Got by Wynn. And Moose is retired. Elston Howard coming up. Fly to deep right center in the second inning. Al Lopez brings his infield in for a play at the plate should the opportunity arise. Now Wynn will try and beat the ball low on Howard to try and make him hit on the ground. Or in the case of the high fastball, make him pop up. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Powered that one by him. Nothing in one. Lee Boyer on deck. Howard batting 251. Infield in. Into the windup, Mantle up the line. The pitch, it hits the bat and skips back behind the plate. Howard was ducking a pitch. It was way inside and hit the handle of the bat for a second strike. No balls, two strikes. That pitch was designed to back him away, and as Howard pulled away, the ball hit the handle of the bat. There's a two-strike count now on Howard. Wynn into the windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And early Wynn continues his great clutch pitching. Up comes Cleet Poirier, who flied to right center in the second inning. In this game now, the Yankees have failed to score for want of a fly ball. Two away in the fourth, and the pitch. It's in there for a strike, fastball, knee high. Pitch to Boyer. It's over. Strike two. Nothing in two. He's blazing them now. Boy, he turns it on when he has to. He keeps you know him, he has an extra in reserve for the tough spot. No balls, two strikes. Man along third, but two away. Now the windup by Wynn, the pitch, and Boyer takes the curve outside, one and two. Got one run in the eighth inning. It's 3-1 as Baltimore bats in the ninth. One ball, two strikes. Mantle on third. The windup. Infield in. Wind to the windup. Mantle up the line. The pitch. It hits the bat. And skips back behind the plate. Howard was ducking a pitch. It was way inside. It hit the handle of the bat for a second strike. No balls, two strikes. That pitch was designed to back him away, and as Howard pulled away, the ball hit the handle of the bat. Thus, there's a two-strike count now on Howard. Into the windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And early Wynn continues his great clutch pitching. Up comes Cleet Poirier, who flied to right center in the second inning. Twice in this game now, the Yankees have failed to score for want of a fly ball. In the fourth, and the pitch. It's in there for a strike. Fastball, knee high. Wynn goes to the windup. And the pitch to Boyer. It's over, strike two, nothing and two. He's blazing them now. Boy, he turns it on when he has to. He keeps it on, but he has an extra in reserve for the tough spot. No balls, two strikes. On third, but two away. Now the windup by Wynn, the pitch, and Boyer takes the curve outside, one and two. Cleveland got one run in the eighth inning. It's 3-1 as Baltimore bats in the ninth. Two strikes. Mantle on third. The windup by Wynn. Here's the pitch, and Boyer takes it just outside, 2-2. Two strikes, two outs. Mantle on third, no score. It's the fourth inning. Early Wynn gets the sign from Lawler. Goes into the windup. Around comes the right arm, the pitch, and Boyer hits the ground ball to second. Esposito up, but it slips to Severs, and the side's retired. Once again, Early Wynn stops them. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. At the end of 3.5 innings, New York nothing, Chicago nothing.
Bottom of the fourth, it'll be Landis, Aparicio, and Severs.
In the order, Jim Landis, Louis Aparicio, and Roy Severs. Top of the order. Landis.
missed it to the box in the first inning. Whitey Ford, doing the pitching for the Yankees, has tired the White Sox in order over the first three innings. The pitch to Landis, in there, strike one, fastball. Jim Landis hitting 250. Pitch. Fastball line into left center field for a base hit. And Mantle boots the ball, and Landis goes on into second with two. The batter never goes to the third in the first inning. Boyer and Scarron shorten up. Forward to the stretch. Look around the runner. And the pitch to Aparicio is in there, strike one. Landis on second. Pickoff throw is off the glove by Kubek, and on the third now goes Landis. Mantle backs up, and the throw back to Ford bounces off his shoulder, and Boyer grabs it. Jim Landis is on third base. Whitey Ford on a pickoff attempt. Now the infield is in for a play at the plate till they get the chance. Landis on third, nobody out. One strike on Aparicio. The windup and the pitch. Gets away from Howard, and Landis scores, and it's 1-0 Chicago. So Jim Landis came all the way around without any aid from his teammates, but with plenty of help on the defense. It is a pass ball charged to Howard. Now they deliberate. Swung on, grounded to short. Kubek up with it. Fires on the first in time. One away. They changed it to a wild pitch. The ball hit the ground in front of the plate and bounced by Howard. Now Roy Seaver steps up. Line to short in the first inning. Jim Landis singles to center. Continues to second on an error. Moves to third on a pickoff throw error. And scores on a wild pitch. Ford delivers to Seavers inside and low, ball one. Whiting into the windup and the pitch, low and inside, ball two. No strike. Ford again to the windup. Here's the pitch to Seavers. Curveball, and it's over. Strike one. 2-1. A 2-1 one count on Roy. Here's the pitch on its way, and it's low, ball three. Green one. Al Smith on deck. Inning, one out. 1-0 Chicago. The 3-1 delivery. It's low and inside, ball four. Sievers draws the walk. Now Al Smith comes up. Grounded to short in the second inning. Vinny Minosa to follow. Whitey checks the runner. And the pitch to Smith. Inside, ball one. A throw down to first. Sievers is back. Roy was way off. He got back in time. Forward into the stretch, and the pitch. Low, ball two. Two balls, no strike. Two nothing count on Smitty. Ford's next pitch. Swung on, bounce to Boyer. Boyer over to Richardson for one. Back on to first, and it's a bad throw. No double play. Out at second. Boyer to Richardson. Missed the double play when Richardson's throw was wide on the home plate side. And that brings up Manny Minoso, who grounded the third in the second inning. Two outs. Delivers to Minosa. Low and inside. Curveball. Whitey to the stretch. Smitty leads away. Throw over to first base. Smith is back. For the White Sox, it's the last of the fourth. Forward into the stretch, Smith leads off first base. A look over by Whitey. Then the pitch to the plate. Fastball looped into the air down the right field line. Moving over for it is Maris. He's under it and makes the catch to retire the side. One run, one hit, two errors, and one left on. At the end of four innings, the White Sox, one run, one hit, no errors, and one left on. The Yankees, no run, three hits, two errors, and four men left on base. The Orioles rallied in the ninth, but only got one, and the ball game is over, and Cleveland beat them 3-2. Cleveland, three runs, 11 hits, no errors. Baltimore, two runs, 11 hits, no errors. Jim Perry winning his 16th game, and Milt Pappas is charged with a loss. Detroit leading Boston 2-0 and 3. Washington nothing. Kansas City batting in the first inning. Philadelphia 2, Chicago nothing and 6.5. Los Angeles, Cincinnati scoreless and 4. St. Louis 1, Pittsburgh nothing and 6.5. San Francisco 4, Milwaukee 1 and 2.5. So the stage is set for one of these two teams to pick up ground tonight. As we move to the fifth inning. Your host, the brewers of the crisp fresher Ballantine beer. The light beer with true lager flavor. That's what makes it the crisp fresher. We pause for station identification.
At 1460 on your radio dial, this is Quality Modern, WOKO, in Albany, New York. The correct time is 9 minutes past 10 o'clock.
First half of the fifth inning. Bobby Richardson hitting eighth in the order leads off. Lined out to right field in the second inning. Whitey Ford to follow, and then Tony Kubek. Early Wynn goes to the windup. Around comes the right arm, in comes the pitch, and it is low outside, ball one. 1-0 Chicago, fifth inning. Near the line. The 1-0 pitch on its way from Wynn. Outside, ball two. 2-0. Outfield straight away. Robbie's batting 244. The 2-0 delivery to Richardson. Right over, strike one, fastball. One strike. Here's the 2-1 pitch. It's outside for ball three. 3-1. Delivery. Over, strike two, full count. Three balls, two strikes on Bobby Richardson. Wynn swings to the windup. Around comes the right arm, and the payoff pitch is swung on, grounded slowly to short. Aparicio scoops it up, flips on to first in time, one away. That ball on the handle. Whitey Ford comes up. He's had one of the Yankees' three hits. He doubled to open the third. That's as far as he got. He did get around the third. 1-0 Chicago, fifth inning. Wynn pitch to Whitey. Fastball over, strike one. Landis is shading a little more to left center this time. Whitey lined the ball into left center. Gives him more right center. A one strike pitch. It's over. Strike two. Nothing in two. Pitch inside for a ball, 1-2. One to nothing favor Chicago, playing the fifth inning. Wynn fires away, and it's in there, called strike three. Two down in the fifth. Comes Tony Kubek, who grounded to second and grounded to short. Batting 286. A little breeze stirring up here now. 1-0 in favor of the White Sox in the fifth inning. Wynn's pitch
Pitch on its way, swung on, foul to the left of the plate, strike one. Yankees have hit six balls to the outfield. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside, and the count is one and one. One strike. Wynn pitches. Kubek takes high and away. Ball two. Two and one. Wynn's working effortlessly this evening. One pitch on its way. Tony Kubek swings, fouls it back. Strike two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pitch from early wind to Tony Kubek. Swung on, foul back. Count remains 2-2. For any late tuners in the first inning, Lopez and Maris singled back-to-back with one out, putting runners on first and third. The wind knocked off Mantle and Skiron. Ford opened the third with a double. Only got as far as third. Mantle walked, opened the fourth and stole second immediately. Got no further than third. Two pitch again, swung on, a fly ball into short left. Aparicio races out, Manosa in. Aparicio makes the catch. And the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Six in a row retired by Wynn. Nine out of the last ten. 12 out of the last 13. 14 out of the last 16. And so it's down to four and a half innings. It's Chicago 1, New York nothing. In favor of the White Sox. Sherman Lawler leads off in the last of the fifth with Gene Freese on deck, Sam Esposito to follow. Lawler flies to left field in the second. Ford goes to the windup and the pitch to Lawler. Curveball, it's over. Strike one. Another curve, and it's hit in the deep left center. Mantle digging, going hard, still going hard, and one-handed, backhanded, short of the fence in deep left center. One away. Mickey Mantle taking an extra base hit away from Sherm Lawler as he made a running backhand catch in front of the 375-foot mark, just short of the left center field fence. Here's Gene
to short in the third inning. Nothing Chicago, fifth inning. Ford pitch. In there, strike one, fastball. The one strike pitch is a curve fouled off to the right of the plate, strike two. Fastball inside, one and two. White Sox have had two base runners and one of them scored. The 1-2 pitch on its way. Gene Freeze swings and bounces it to third, one hop. Boyer has it, throws on over to Scarron to retire Freeze. Two up and two down. And up comes Sam Esposito, tapped to the box in the third inning. If you tuned in late, after retiring the first nine men, Landis led off in the fourth with a single. Continued on to second when the ball was bobbled. Took third on an error on a pickoff throw and scored on a wild pitch. Pitch is foul back by Esposito. All of that happened before the next man could finish his time at bat. Strike pitch, Esposito. Fastball is in there, strike two, nothing in two. Why'd you put a little extra on that one? No balls, two strikes. And the next delivery, swung on, a high pop-up, top back of the mound, Kubek called for it. Makes the catch and the side's retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of five innings, the White Sox, one run, one hit, no errors, one left on. The Yankees, no run, three hits, two errors, and four men left on base. A change in our TV schedule because of programming difficulties, we will not be able to televise the Saturday afternoon game at Detroit, but instead we will televise the night game from here tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. First half of the sixth inning. Hector Lopez, Roger Maris, and Mickey Mantle coming up. Cleveland defeated Baltimore 3-2. Detroit 2, Boston nothing, end of 4. Washington, Kansas City, nothing, end of 1. In the National League, Phils lead the Cubs 2-0, end of 7. Los Angeles and Cincinnati, no score at the end of 4.5 innings. St. Louis 2, Pittsburgh nothing at the end of 7.5. San Francisco 4, Milwaukee 2, at the end of 3.5. The big series with the Orioles, Friday night the 16th, Saturday afternoon the 17th, and doubleheader Sunday the 18th. Just eight states remaining on the Yankee home schedule. Hector Lopez steps up. He singled to right and grounded to second. Taking plenty of time, eyes ready to work. Goes into the windup and the pitch to Lopez. Outside, ball one. Wynn has retired 14 of the last 16 men. The 1-0 pitch to the right-hand batter. Swung on and missed, strike one. Tried to pull a fastball. 1-1 count.
strike.
Now the pitch is on its way. Outside the ball, 2-2-1. Wind's on the edge of the car. One strike. 1-0 White Sox, sixth inning. And the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Strike two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Straight away. Wynn into the windup. Around comes the right arm, and the pitch is swung on. A foul ball hit off first base and out of play. Count remains 2-2. On its way to Lopez. Swung on it, missed. Strike three. Lawler drops the ball, throws on down to Severs. One away. Lopez strikes out. Four strikeouts for Wynn. And he retired 15 out of 17. And seven in a row. Roger Maris single to right and pops to short. Looks around and moves Esposito a little closer to first base. The big right-hander delivers. Swung on and fouled back. Strike one. Nothing in one. Chicago. We're in the sixth inning. Wynn leans forward, goes to the windup. Around comes the right arm. Here's the pitch, and Maris swings and hits a line drive to Esposito. And they're two away. Two down now. And here's Mantle, who struck out and walked. One to nothing, Chicago. First half of the sixth inning. Sixth inning. Wynn goes to his windup and the pitch to Mantle. High, ball one. Strikes. In comes the next pitch. High, ball two. The 2-0 pitch to Mickey. It's in there. Strike one. 2-1. White Sox leading 1-0 in the sixth inning. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch. High, ball three. 3-1. One strike, two away. 1-0 Chicago, first of the sixth. Swings for the windup. Around comes the right arm. In comes the 3-1 pitch. It is swung on and lined over first down the right field line for a base hit. Mantle turns first, heads for second. Here's Petty's throw. Mantle digging hard, slides, and he's in there with a double. Aparicio gave him a decoy as if the ball's not on its way. Smith, he had a fine throw. And two bankers for Mantle with two down in the sixth inning. Hits to the box and grounded to second. Fourth hit for New York. Wynn dries his hands. He doesn't use the rosin bag. Very rarely ever goes to it. To the stretch now. Checks Mantle, leading off second. Pitch to Scarron. High ball one. Early feels that it's too great a use of the rosin bag. It doesn't give you the real feel of the ball, or it makes it a little too sticky. He just dries his hands off on his trousers. One ball, no strikes. Two outs. Mantle on second. 1-0 Chicago, sixth inning. Pitch to the loose. Swung on line to right field for a base hit. Here comes Mantle around third, heading for home, and comes in to score the tying run on a line single to right by Scarron. 1-1. With two outs, Mantle doubles and Scarron singles him home to tie the score at 1-1. Driving in his 87th run, and Mantle scoring his 106th run late to the Major League. Elston Howard flied to right center and struck out. Two away. Over the left shoulder, it moves. Pitches to the plate. Howard takes the strike. Nothing in one is a fastball. Outfield playing him straight away. Moose moving away from first. Wynn pitches and Howard takes it. Low outside. Ball one. 1-1. Four tied, 1-1. Sixth inning. Cleveland defeated the Orioles 3-2. Each club battling to gain an advantage as a result. Wynn once more into the stretch. Checks Scarron. Then pitches, and Howard swings and hits the pop up to short. Aparicio makes the catch and the sides retire. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left on. At the end of 5.5 innings, New York 1, Chicago 1.
Yankee Baseball coming to you over Quality Modern, WOKO in Albany, New York. 24 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock.
Have early Wynn as the first batter, then Jim Landis and Louis Aparicio. Tomorrow night we will televise the game as well as broadcast it on radio. Wynn getting a hand as he comes up. Ford has changed his uniform. This wickedly hot night, he had the other one drenched with perspiration. The switch hitting early Wynn, batting right-handed against Ford, bounces to the box in the third inning. A 1-1 ball game, last of the sixth. Ford
goes to the windup and the pitch to win. Low and inside, ball one. The 1-0 door break to win is a curveball over. Strike one, 1-1. One pitch. Wynn takes it high outside. Ball two, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Here's the next pitch. And it's inside, ball three. Her ball missed. Here's a 3-1 pitch to early win. Fastball is over, strike two. Full count. Win moves out of the batter's box, scoops up a little dirt. Back in the hitting position. Ford goes to the windup and the 3-2 pitch. Swung on line over short to left center, and it's in there for an extra base hit. Wynn turns first. On his way to second, here's the throw, and he's in there with a double. To left center, the leadoff of the White Sox in the sixth inning. And with that, Casey calls Eddie Lopat over. And they're going to have somebody warm up shortly. Bob Gurley gets up to throw for New York. Ford ready. Here's the pitch, and it is in there for a strike. He's starting to bunt. He's got Poirier back fairly deep at third. A 1-1 count. Foul to the left of the plate. Strike two, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Sixth inning. Yankees 1, White Sox 1. Went on second base. Nobody out, a 1-2 count on Jim Landis. Ford into the stretch, then steps off the rubber. Asks for the sign again. Now we're ready. Here's the pitch to Landis. Swung on, line down. A 1-1 ball game. Whitey Ford ready to work, delivers, and Landis takes it high. Ball two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. of the stretch. Here's the pitch, and it's in there. Call strike three. Jim Landis caught on a breaking pitch. One down, and the batter is Louis Aparicio. Grounded to third and grounded to short. Batting 273. Boyer has to come in at third. Scarron playing in shallow at first. Outfield about straight away. Here's the delivery. Swung on and fouled back into the upper deck. Strike one. A one strike count on Aparicio. That bat off the right shoulder leans over the plate. The pitch curve is hit back through the middle. The base hit and early win. Round third hits to the plate. Here, final throw. And rim is plate. The ball is dropped by Howard. And into second goes Aparicio. And it's 2-1 Chicago. It appeared that Mantle's throw had him beaten, and Howard dropped the throw. Aparicio taking second on the throw to the plate. Aparicio singles through the middle. Credited with a run batted in, and Wynn scores. Mantle got off a beautiful throw, and Howard dropped the ball. Here's Roy Sievers now. Line to short and walk. Second, and you start to break to third, and Whitey jumped around off the rubber. One ball, no strikes. Stretch by fourth. And the pitch. Curveball is hit in the air in the right field. Maris moves under it in shallow right, makes the catch, no advance. Down. And here's Al Smith. White Sox leading 2-1. Al Smith hitting 314. Grounded to short and grounded to third. Pitch to Smitty. Swung on as a smash. That's beautifully on a hop by Kubik. The throw in time. Side's retired. Tony Kubik robbing Al Smith of a base hit on a brilliant break to his left and spear of a wicked one hopper.
taking a base hit away from Smith and a run from the White Sox. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left on. At the end of six innings, the White Sox, two runs, three hits, no errors, two left on. The Yankees, one run, five hits, two errors, and five men left on base. In the first half of the seventh inning, Fleet Poirier leads off for New York, fly to right center and grounded to second. Richardson scheduled, but there's McDougal out on deck. Meantime, wind of the windup and the pitch to Poirier, a little high, ball one. McDougal will bat for Richardson. Seventh inning. Forty-year-old early win goes into the windup. In comes the pitch, and Poirier swings and fouls it back upstairs. A 1-2 count. To the right-hand hitter. Swung on and fouled off. Count remains 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Into the windup, in comes the pitch, and Poirier hits a fly ball into right field. Al Smith gets back under it, makes the catch, one away. Gil McDougal coming up to bat for Bobby Richardson. Gil batting 254. Richardson had the line to right and grounded to short in his two turns at the plate. Bob Turley continues to warm up for New York. Outfield playing Gill straight away. Freeze in close at third. Here's the pitch to Gill. Outside, ball one. 2-1 Chicago, seventh inning. Nothing to deliberate. It's over. Strike one. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch to Gill. Swung on, looped into right. Smith comes in under it and makes the catch. Two down. Whitey Ford's coming up. Ford doubled and took a third strike. 2-1 Chicago. It's the first of the seventh. Nobody on. Wins first pitch to Whitey. Ball one inside. A 1-0 pitch. Ford misses. Strike one. 1-1. one strike. Here's the delivery. Swung on, lined out over second in the center for a base hit. Whitey Ford gets his second hit. Singles to center with two out in the seventh. He's had two of the Yankees' six hits. Here's Tony Kubek, who grounded to second, grounded to short, and popped out to short. Batting 285. Hector Lopez on deck. White Sox out front, 2-1, seventh inning. Sievers playing behind Ford. Wind of the stretch. Here's the pitch to Tony. Inside, ball one. Ford moves off first. Two outs. And the pitch swung on. The fly ball hit into left field. Manny Minoso goes over, under it, and makes the catch. Sides retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And at the end of six and a half innings, Chicago 2, New York 1. 5. We will televise Friday night from Detroit. We will not do it Saturday afternoon. But we'll televise the doubleheader from Cleveland Sunday. Yankees home with the Orioles Friday night the 16th, Saturday afternoon the 17th. It will be a ladies' day and a doubleheader Sunday the 18th. Minnie Minoso steps in the last two steps. Grounded to third and flied to right. Right-hand batter, Whitey Ford to the windup. The pitch is a curve and it's low, ball one. Benny hitting 304. Two to one Chicago in the seventh inning. Ford's delivery in there for a strike, one and one. One pitch. Low curve bounces in front of the plate. 2-1 count. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Another curve. It's lined in the left field. Coming fast as Hector Lopez can't get it. The base hit. Manny Minoso opens with a single to left. Manny is playing on a game leg. And he's going to get a runner now. Jim Rivera goes in to run for Minoso. The Yankee bullpen. Fourth hit for Chicago. Lawler flied to left, and Mantle made a fine running catch in his drive. Over to first base, Rivera's back. Ford into the stretch, and now time is called. Lawler steps out. Now he's back in. Stretch by Whitey. Here's the pitch. Pitch out. Runner's not going. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Rivera with his lead. And the delivery. In there, strike one, one and one. 2-1 Chicago, seventh inning. Leading away. Here's the pitch. Curveball swung on and fouled off to the right of the plate. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Gene Freese on deck. Swinging his head around and loosening up the neck muscles. A 1-2 count on Lawler. In closer to the plate now, up on the bat just a little bit, guarding the plate. Whitey to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Curveball inside and low, and the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-1 Chicago, seventh inning, nobody out. Rivera running for Minoso. Then he, of course, is a fine base runner himself, but he has a game leg. Moves off the bag with a good lead. Ford into the stretch. Moves over to first base. Rivera bags an easy toss over. A 2-2 count on Lawler. Again the stretch by Ford. Rivera dances off first as if he's ready to go. Whitey steps off, Weber throws over quickly, Rivera gets back. Again the stretch, Rivera with a good lead. Ford eyeing him, and the pitch. Low and inside, ball three, full count. Sherm Lawler. 2-1 Chicago, seventh inning. Rivera moves off first, and there he goes. The pitch is hit deep to left field. It is deep out there, and the ball is in the stands for a home run. Off the bench. Louis Arroyo warming up. White Sox Sox leading now 4-1 on five hits. The 1-2 pitch swung on. There's a high fly ball into deep left center. Lopez goes back at the running track and makes the catch. One down. Sam Esposito hit to the box and popped out to short. Four to one favor the White Sox in a must game for Chicago. They're all must games for the contenders now. Here's the pitch to Esposito. He punts it into the air behind the plate, and Howard can't get to it. Strike one. Sam Esposito, playing in place of the ailing Nelly Fox. Strike the count. Now the pitch. It bounces in front of the plate. Ball one. One and one. A 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on. It's a pop foul off third. Boyer moves over near the stands and makes the catch. Esposito fouls out to Boyer. Early win will be coming up. Two runs in for the White Sox. It's 4-1, Chicago. And doubled to left center. Scored the second of the White Sox four runs, riding home on a single by Aparicio. Ford's pitch to Wynn. High ball one. One ball, no strikes. The next pitch. Outside, ball two, 2-0. Howard looking over to the Yankee dugout. The 2-0 pitch. Curveball high outside, ball three, 3-0. Whitey apparently has begun to wilt under the heat. Howard goes out to talk to him now. Strikes. Jim Landis on deck. And the pitch. It's way inside, ball four. Wynn draws a walk, and Casey now is out of the dugout. Second walk given up by Ford. Pitcher. is coming in. Luis Arroyo. 36,732 is the paid attendance tonight. Paid attendance, 36,732, sending the White Sox home paid attendance this year to 1,429,682, a new one-season record for Chicago. That's for 53 playing dates. The Yankees at home and 56 playing dates have had 1,427,413. As Luis Arroyo walks in, we pause for station identification.
Quality Modern, WOKO 1460 on your radio dial in Albany, New York. 9 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock.
In 6 2/3 innings, allowed 5 hits, walked 2, struck out 1, and has given up 4 runs, is responsible, of course, for early wins. For those of you who looked in late, Ford started out in strong fashion. He retired the first 9 White Sox players, and then in the 4th inning, Jim Landis lined the single to center and continued on to second when the ball was bobbled for an error. He moved to third when Ford attempted a pickoff and threw the ball away for a second error in the inning and scored as Ford wild pitched him home. All before Aparicio, the next batter, could finish his turn for plate. Then in the 6th inning, after Mantle had doubled and Scarron singled to tie the score in the first of 6, Early Wynn hit a 3-2 pitch to left center for a double and scored an Aparicio single. After pitching 3-hit ball for 6 innings here in the 7th, Mendoza opened with a single. Rivera went in to run for him, and as Ford worried about Rivera and Lawler, worked the count to 3-2, and Lawler hit the pitch into the left center field stands for a home run. With 2 down, he walked Wynn. Now, Landis is up. Arroyo's pitch is swung on, bounced out towards second. McDougal to his left grabs it, throws to Scarron, and the signs retire. Luis Arroyo retiring Jim Landis on his first pitch. 2 runs for the White Sox in the 7th inning. Lawler's 2-run homer. 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left on. And at the end of 7 innings, Chicago, 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors, 3 left on. The Yankees, 1 run, 6 hits, 2 errors, and 6 men left on base. Smith has moved to left field in place of Minnie Mendoza. Jim Rivera, who went in to run for Mendoza, stays in, plays right field. Hector Lopez, single to right, grounded to second and struck out. 4-1 Chicago, 8th inning. Early Wynn pitches outside, ball 1. White Sox leading 4-1. Now the pitch. Lopez takes a strike, 1-1. A 1-1 count. Here's the next pitch to Hector. Swung on to high pop-up and foul ground off third base. Freezes under it and makes the catch. Now Roger Maris, who singled to right, popped to short and lined to second. Bob Shaw has been loosening up in the White Sox bullpen.
Roger Maris, the batter.
eighth inning. Early Wynn, who beat the Yankees in New York 5-1 in his last effort against them, leading 4-1 here in the eighth. A big right-hander is pitched right over strike one. Maris wants to have a look at the ball. And the pitch. Started to bunt at it and held off. Ball one outside. 1-1. Wynn has pitched four complete games in his last five starts and won them all. Seeking his 283rd Major League victory tonight. Spahn has 284. 1-1 pitch. High ball two. 2-1. Dittmar and either Pierce or Bauman tomorrow night. Right-hander goes to work, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back, strike two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the 2-2 pitch. On line into left center field for a base hit and a fastball. Landis throws back into Aparicio. Roger Maris getting his second hit. Up comes Mickey Mantle, who scored the Yankees' only run. Struck out, threw a walk, stole second. Didn't get further than third. But then with two out in the sixth, he doubled to right and scored on Scarron's single. The eighth inning. The Yankees seventh hit. Wynn to the stretch. And then Mantle asks for time. Paparella grants it. Mantle steps out. Mantle's back in. Wynn to the stretch. One away. 4-1 Chicago, eighth inning. The delivery in there, strike one, nothing and one. No balls, one strike. Seaver's playing in behind Maris. Delivers and Mantle takes up high, ball one, 1-1. Four to one, favor the White Sox. It's the eighth inning. One ball, one strike. Into the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Strike two. 1-2. Wynn taking a lot of time. Stands behind the rubber. Mops his brow. Takes his cap off and wipes the perspiration off the band on the knee. 1-2 count. Anyway, 4-1 White Sox in the eighth inning. Maris off first. Wynn ready. Here's the pitch. And it's up high for a 2-2 count. Two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, and one away. Wynn into the stretch. Maris leading off first. Then Wynn steps off the rubber. Mantle steps out. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back upstairs. Count remains 2-2. Shaw and Staley limbering up in the White Sox bullpen. Chicago in the eighth inning. Wynn taking lots of time. Now he looks in to get the sign from Lawler. Roger Maris leads off first, the stretch by Wynn. One out. And the 2-2 pitch. High ball three. Full count. Again, the stretch by Wynn. Maris moving off first. One out. And the pitch. It's low and inside. Ball four. Mantle walks for the second time. Scarron's coming up. Maris moves to second. Scarron hit to the box, grounded to second, and singled to right to drive in the Yankee run. Mantle off first, one away. White Sox 4, Yankees 1. Wynn to the stretch. Now the pitch to Moose. Swung on. A ground ball hit the second. It's bobbled, and all hands are safe. Esposito booted the ball. The bases are loaded. The ball was hit slowly through the middle, right near the bag. Esposito was trying to scoop it so he could step on second and throw to first, and he booted it. That loads the bases. Maris moving to third, Mantle to second, Scarron to first, and the scheduled batter is Elston Howard. Casey is going to send up Yogi Berra. Ball feet away, the windup and the pitch to Barra. Swung on, a line drive into center for a base hit. Barra scores. Mantle around third. Stopping at second is Scarron. Mantle scores at 4-3. And out of the dugout comes Al Lopez. Yogi Barra is hitting successfully for Elston Howard. Singles to center to drive in two runs and makes it 4-3. Driving in his 53rd and 54th runs. And that brings Al Lopez out and automatically brings Early Wynn out, second time of the mound. Wynn pitched 7 1/3 innings, giving up 8 hits. Jerry Staley is coming in. Win the part. Win walked 2 and struck out 4. Sinker ball specialist Jerry Staley is coming in to pitch, making his 58th appearance. He has a record of 12-7. An ace fireman. An earned run average of 2.25. Scarron stopped at second. This, realizing he had no chance to get Mantle, held a potential tying run at second instead of trying to throw to the plate, giving a chance for it to move to third where it might have scored on an out on a fly ball. John Blanchard's been called from the bullpen. Lee Poyer is the man scheduled to bat. Blanchard comes into the dugout. Casey is talking to him. And Blanchard apparently will bat for Boyer. John Blanchard will hit for Fleet Boyer. Hitting 268, left-hand batter. Coming up to bat for Boyer with Scarron on second and Barra on first. And Jerry Staley coming in relief win. Two runs in, it's 4-3 Chicago. Remember the last time that win that Staley pitched here? Did his job to perfection, and there were errors on ground balls that were drawn in infield. Infield back, a double play depth. Scarron on second, Barra on first with one out. The pitch now to Blanchard, 4-3 Chicago, eighth inning. And the delivery. It's in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Threw a fastball that time on the outside corner. Staley delivers and Blanchard swings and sends a drive in the left center field. There goes Smith for it. And he grabs it. And then drops it. Yogi digging for third. He's around third. Here's the throw to the plate. Yogi jumps hard and he dives in and scores behind Scarron. On a long drive to left center, Al Smith apparently had made a brilliant running catch and then lost the ball. Blanchard winds up on second, scoring. Two runs on the base hit. Four runs are in and the Yankees lead 5-4. John Flancher drove a long drive to left center. Al Smith raced over and apparently had made an extraordinary running catch and then did not hold on to the ball, and it scored as a double for Johnny Flancher. And two runs batted in, and the Yankees lead 5-4. And here now is Gil McDougall. For Blanchard. Jim Pisoni, who joined the club tonight, will run for Blanchard. And here's Gil McDougall. Grounded to short and flied to right. Pisoni is running for Blanchard. Pitching now to McDougal. Low and inside, ball one. Johnny Blanchard coming through with a pinch hit double. What a catch that Smith was amazed that he held on to it. 13 runs batted in for John. Here's the pitch. Gil takes it high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Successive pinch hits by Barra and Blanchard, and the Yankees have four runs in and lead 5-4. Pisoni leading off second. The pitch to Gill swung on and fouled off. Strike one, 2-1. With one out, Maris singled, walked to Mantle, an error by Esposito loaded the bases. Barra singled for Howard to drive in two, and Blanchard doubled to drive in two. Pisoni has a big lead. Esposito moving closer to the bag. Staley to the stretch. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Strike two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two players, pitcher Stowe and outfielder Pisoni. Pisoni running for Blanchard. Two balls, two strikes, and the delivery is inside, almost hit Gill. Ball three, 3-2. Yankee bullpen is Gil McDougall. Jim Pisoni, who joined the club tonight, will run for Blanchard. And here's Gil McDougall. Grounded short and flied to right. Pisoni is running for Blanchard. Pitching now to McDougal. Low and inside, ball one. Johnny Blanchard coming through with a pinch hit double. What a catch that Smith was amazing to held on to it. 13 runs batted in for John. Here's the pitch. Gill takes it high for a ball. Two balls, no strike. Successive pinch hits by Barra and Blanchard. And the Yankees have four runs in and lead 5-4. Pisoni leading off second. The pitch to Gill swung on and fouled off. Strike one, 2-1. With one out, Maris singled, walked to Mantle, an error by Esposito loaded the bases. Barra singled for Howard to drive in two, and Blanchard doubled to drive in two. Pisoni has a big lead. Esposito moving closer to the bag. Staley to the stretch. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Strike two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. What? brought up two players, pitcher Stowe and outfielder Pisoni. Pisoni running for Blanchard. Two balls, two strikes, and the delivery is inside, almost hit Gill. Ball three, 3-2. Yankee bullpen is busy. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right of the plate. Sony's contract was purchased from Richmond.
Now, there's a fan went out on the field and he starts a fight with Esposito. Esposito belts him. And now the players and the attendants run and get the guy. Some man ran out of the field, went to talk to Esposito and made an error in the inning. And as he stood there for a second, suddenly he said something to Esposito and he starts popping punches. Rushers quickly gather and some of the White Sox players, and this fella is being taken off the field. And the policeman grab him. Oh, about that. He suddenly ran out of the field and stood talking to Esposito, and just as we were about to call attention to it, they started swinging. Esposito really belted it. And I think that's the first time I've seen in a long while a ball player finally hit a fan who had run out onto the field and was taken into task and started to go after him. Apparently, I would have presumed for having made the error in this inning. And Esposito finally let go. Boy, he really felt it. Well, what else is new? Esposito's all right. That fan, I tell you this, I hate to be in his boots. McDougal. Tony leading off second. Staley ready. And the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the left of the plate. Man alive. I was just about to tell you about the Sony being contract being bought from Richmond. And all of a sudden, this fan loomed up from nowhere and started to get on Esposito. Once again, the 3-2 pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. McDougal strikes out. And now, with Louis Arroyo due up. Come up and bat. Casey thought a moment. Arroyo's going to come up and bat. Coates is in the bullpen now. Boy, it's been a wild eighth inning. Arroyo will bat with two down in the eighth, 5-4 New York. The first round. Louis Arroyo up. Two down. Pisoni on second, running for Blanchard. And the pitch. Outside, ball one. Four runs in the eighth inning. 5-4 in New York. Outfield straight away, shallow. Staley to the stretch. And the pitch. Swung on, a little lower, hit the short. Aparicio up with it, flips to first in time, and the side retires. Four runs. Three hits. One error, and one left on. Bandit 7.5 innings. The Yankees 5, and the White Sox 4. And the last of the eighth, it'll be Aparicio, Severs, and Smith. First three men up. Well,
Baseball coming to you over Quality Modern, WLKO 1460 on your radio dial in Albany, New York. 21 minutes before midnight.
It's the light beer with true lager flavor. That's what makes it the crisp refresher. So treat your thirst to the crisp refresher. Just make that famous three-ring sign and ask the man for a tall, frosty glass of Valentine. Valentine beer. Jim Pisoni is going to left field in place of Hector Lopez, and Joe DeMaestri goes in to play second base. McDougal goes over to third with Poyer out. Pisoni, who ran for Blanchard, stays in. Seventh in the order. And DeMaestri will hit sixth. Let me check that. Wait a minute. Barra stays in the game back for plate, so he will bat sixth. Will hit second in the order. Now we're ready for the last of the eighth. Yankees 5, White Sox 4. Louis Aparicio at bat. Grounded to third and short and single to center, driving a run. Arroyo to the windup, and the pitch to Aparicio, swung on, grounded toward short. And it's booted, and then the throw, too late. Tony Kubek made an error, and Aparicio is on. Tony bobbled the ball, grabbed it, and then fired to first, but too late. So that puts Aparicio on. Nobody out the eighth, and Roy Seaver is up. Walked and flied to right. Oh, Louis is aboard. Arroyo to the stretch, and the pitch in there for a strike. Louis Aparicio aboard on an error. Roy Seavers awaits the delivery. Throw to first base instead, and Aparicio is back. So with his lead, the pitch, Seavers swings and grounds it toward McDougal, over to second for one, back to first, it's a double play. Seavers grounds into a double play, McDougal to DeMaestri to Scarron. Now Al Smith comes up, grounded to short and third and short. Digs in, 5-4 New York, last of the eighth, two outs. Louis Arroyo into the windup, and the pitch. Low and inside, ball one, gets away from Barra. A 1-0 count on Smitty. Arroyo goes to the windup, here's the pitch. Swung on it, missed. Strike one, 1-1. Yankees 5, White Sox 4, it's the eighth inning. The 1-1 delivery. Swung on, grounded toward third slowly. McDougal one-hands it, fires on to first in time, and a beautiful play to get Smith. Gill made a sparkling play on that ball. No run,
runs, no hits, one error, no one left on. At the end of eight innings, New York, 5 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors, 7 left on. The White Sox, 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, and 3 men left on base. 11 innings, Miller relieved Sanford in the fourth, and for Milwaukee, Willie relieved Brunette in the fifth. Matthews got his 33rd homer in the third inning. Now to the ninth inning. 5-4 New York. Tony Kubek up, Joe DeMaestri on deck, and Roger Maris to follow. Relief pitcher Jerry Staley to the windup. And the pitch swung on. There's a drive to deep right field. Rivera going back, and he can't get it. It's up into the right field. Stands for a home run for Tony Kubek. Tony Kubek leads off with a line drive home run into the right field stand to make it 6-4 in New York. Kubek's 12th homer of the season and 57 runs batted in. 6-4 in favor of the Yankees. Now Joe DeMaestri steps up, the Yankees' 164th homer. Jerry Staley goes to the windup, and the pitch is outside, ball one. Nothing delivery. Swung on and fouled off to the left of the plate. Strike one. 1-1. We pause quickly for station identification.
At 1460 on your radio dial, this is Quality Modern, WOKO in Albany, New York. 13 minutes before the hour of 12 midnight.
Pitch is low to DeMaestri. 2 balls, 1 strike. Staley's next pitch is lined right back to the box. Jerry grabbed it. Knee high. DeMaestri lines to the box. Up comes Roger Maris, who singled to right, popped to short, lined to second, and singled to center. He's at 2-4. 6-4 New York, ninth inning. Staley goes to the windup, and the pitch to Maris swung on to high fly ball into left center. Jim Landis is under it and makes the catch. 2 down, and up comes Mickey Mantle. Struck out, walked, doubled, and walked. Scored twice. In the ninth, 6-4 New York. Jerry Staley goes to the windup, and the pitch over, strike one. Rivera leaped high for Kubek's drive and almost caught it before it got into the stands. Pitch to Mantle is outside. The count's 1-1. The White Sox have Rivera scheduled to lead off on the ninth. Then Lawler and Freeze. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on, a line drive to second. And the side is retired. Despacito spears it. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, and no one left on. And at the end of 8.5 innings, New York 6, Chicago 4. 1959 saw quite a few serious changes in the world of sports, but it also saw its share of comical happenings. For example, an ace major league pitcher was chased off the mound, but not by his manager nor the opposing team. It seems a swarm of gnats made the pitcher's life just miserable. He took insect spray, ointment, a smoke bomb, and finally a bonfire to get rid of the bugs. And then in England, a golfer swung at a ball that bounced in the cuff of his pants, and when his partner insisted he play the ball from there, according to the rules, our friend obliged, and you guessed it, he broke his leg. But swinging over to the lighter side of beer, In order to refresh you, really refresh you, a beer must deliver lightness plus flavor. Valentine is the light beer with true lager flavor, and that's what makes it the crisp refresher. Enjoy Valentine, tall and frosty cold. In the last of the ninth, Ted Kozuski will bat for Jim Rivera. Sherman Lawler on deck and Gene Freeze to follow. Louis Arroyo in relief of Whitey Ford. We will televise tomorrow night's game at 9 o'clock. Our air time radio, 8:55. Suzuki, batting 268, comes up to hit for Jim Rivera. Phil Rizzuto will rejoin us tomorrow night. Louis Arroyo, ready to pitch to Ted Suzuki. End of the windup and the pitch. Inside, ball one. Bob Charlie warming up. Here's the delivery, and Kozuski takes it low, ball two. Jim Coates and Bob Charlie in the bullpen. Nothing pitch. It's in there. Strike one. 2-1. Outfield deep. Shaded around toward right. Arroyo's 2-1 pitch. Swung on. It's a fly ball into short left. Pisoni comes running in under it and makes the catch. One down in the ninth. And here's Sherman Lawler. Flied to left, flied to deep left center, dropped by Mantle, and then hit a two-run homer in the seventh inning off Whitey Ford. Yankees 6, White Sox 4, ninth inning. Arroyo delivers. In there, strike one. Gene Freeze on deck. Field around toward left. And the next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes, one out. Arroyo goes to the windup. And the pitch to Lawler. Swung on, a ground ball hits the third. McDougal is up with it. Throws over to Scarron in time. And they're two away. Now Gene Freeze, line to short, grounded to third, line to left center. Freeze bats him right-handed. Arroyo's pitch. Swung on it, missed. Strike one. Curving. No balls, one strike, two down. 6-4 New York, ninth inning. Arroyo's next pitch. Low and inside. Ball one. 1-1. Earl Averill is on deck to pinch hit. The 1-1 pitch to Freeze, swung on, it's a high pop-up. McDougal backing up, still backing up, and he's got it. The ball game is over, and the Yankees win it. Coming from behind, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on, and the Yankees win it 6-4. place. As the Orioles lost 3-2, the Yankees have won 78 and lost 54. Baltimore has won 80 and lost 55. The White Sox remain 4.5 from the top since Baltimore lost. We hope you enjoyed the ball game. Hope you enjoyed some Valentine beer, the crisp refresher, the light beer with true lager flavor. The totals, the Yankees 6 runs, 10 hits, and 3 errors. The White Sox 4 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. Louis Arroyo is the winning pitcher. Has a record of 4 wins, no losses. Early win, the loser, a record of 11-10. Ford went 6 2/3 innings. And Staley relieved Wynn in the 8th.